guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is my second episode, I think. So I actually recorded one this morning, but then it somehow got deleted, which is unfortunate, but you know, it's okay. I always like filming another one. I will not be filming a podcast every day. I think maybe twice, three times a week, maybe. This is just a new start, so I want to get some ideas and just keep it running. So a lot of people ask, like, since I have a lot of friendship bracelets on my wrist, so a lot of people ask, like, oh my god, why are you so good at those? So me and my friend actually have a friendship bracelet business. And yeah, so we were in her basement. We actually recently just started this, like, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, somewhere around then. We were in her basement and we saw like this huge kit of like string for friendship bracelets, and she's never really been that good at them, which I'm allowed to say only because she knows that. So I was like, oh my god, we should start a business. And then we just started making them, and yeah. My personal favorite is like a really thick candy stripe one, if you know what that means. Yeah, and I just think it's really fun and amusing. I don't know the word for it. It's very meditating, I guess, or and calming. Yeah, so I actually, next time I do a podcast, I actually want to do a friendship bracelet while I do a podcast, because I feel like it'll just like take my mind off things, so I can just loosen up a little, you know. Also, a lot of people ask me about how I exercise and how I work out. Like when I say like, oh yeah, I did blah 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 workout, and they're like, oh, how did you get it? So I go on YouTube and I search up Chloe Ting. It's literally my, if you like go to search, it says like, what pops up, it's like Chloe Ting, and then I just press it. It's because I switched up so much because I do it every day. So yeah, I do 2 week spreads. So I do abs in 2 weeks, and then this like full body workout in 2 weeks, and I switch to another 2 week program. It doesn't really have to be a 2 week program. I just do it every day for 2 weeks. So 14 days, and yeah, and then I just reset and reset, and it really helps my motivation go, especially with like not even working out, just like exercising and like I don't even know, just like keeping my schedule on track. I also have a very amazing family. My three older brothers, Will, Jed, and Jack. I also have two amazing parents and a little cute little puppy. My brothers, me and my brothers aren't that close emotionally, but like, you know, we're just close, you know. So yeah, I think my favorite thing to do with my brothers is just hang out with them when we're in Martha's Vineyard. That's where my grandparents live for a lot, most of the seasons, except for 3 seasons, I think, or maybe like 2. So that's where they live most of the time, but then they go to Florida. So Martha's Vineyard is like my home away from home. Like literally, it's my favorite place to be. Like right now in quarantine, I'd rather be there so bad, but you know, it's okay. We're going soon because I just graduated. I did a car parade, and I actually can talk about this now. This morning I couldn't talk about it because, you know, it didn't happen yet, but today I did a car parade, and it was amazing, and I got to see all my friends, and it was kind of awkward because I saw, you know, these people like in your grade that you don't really know, they're just kind of there. It was kind of awkward, but it was so fun. Our horns were horns were honking. That sounds really weird. And we saw all our teachers. I saw my teachers from like, since all my teachers from kindergarten to second grade, so kindergarten, first grade, and second grade all retired. So I saw all my teachers from third to fifth grade, and it was amazing. All my specials teachers, my Spanish teacher, everything. It was amazing. It was so fun, and like I would do it again a million times. I feel like the normal thing we do is a clap out, where like all the grades line up and they hold their hands out, and then the fifth graders run by and we just like clap, like high five their hands. It's like, I feel like I like this better because, like, I have a neighbor and he's a boy. He's in my grade. And then I heard his mom saying to my mom, and he was like, yeah, the boys were never really into the clap out. And I feel like they're into this, which is good because it's more for everyone, you know? So graduation, yeah, it was really fun. I feel like it would have been a little better if I could see people, like, actually talk to them and stuff. But I think it was fun this way. It's extraordinary, you know? School, we have, like, no schoolwork this week, which is so fun, because, like, all we have is, like, I think we just have to read, which is amazing, because I don't think we have any Zooms either, which is really good, because, you know, schoolwork gets annoying after, what, 5 months in quarantine, but, yeah, one of the things, like, I've been wanting for so long is a trampoline. Like, if I don't want to sleep, or if I don't want to do anything, I want to go on a trampoline, you know? Like, if I don't want to do anything in the world, I choose trampoline even if I don't want to. Like, it's amazing. That doesn't really make sense, but I just love trampolines, especially because I do so many flips and backhand springs and stuff. It's just so fun for me, which makes it so much more fun to, like, I just, like, picture to myself, like, how fun it is. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with them, but it's just so fun. I'm currently wearing a sweatshirt and it's so baggy and I'm, like, sweating because it's so hot out and, like, my windows are open, but, you know, whatever. Speaking of sweatshirts, I recently organized my closet, and so I have, like, these, like, hangers, and you can put them on the, not hangers, but, like, these organizers, and then I put some of my stuff in them, and then I put all my sweatshirts that I use a lot in there, and then I have, like, shelves on the top. I put the sweatshirts that I don't really wear a lot there, but, like, I'm so shocked because, like, I literally thought I had zero sweatshirts, and I'm literally looking at them right now, and I have, like, a billion, which is crazy. I can also see one of my stuffed animals, so basically the stuffed animals I still want to keep, even though I'm not going to use them, just for old time's sake. It's on the top shelf, above, just, like, one shelf above the sweatshirts. I can literally see one about to fall. It's, like, hanging on by a thread, which is so funny. So yeah, the other things I keep on the other side, the other organizer, because there's two. Well, on the very bottom of the first organizer, I keep the shoes. I keep some shoes because I had extra room. And then I keep, on the other organizer, I keep, dance stuff, costumes for, like, Halloween and parties and stuff. More shoes, of course. And, yeah, just some stuff. And then, I have two sections. So there's the organizers, and then behind the organizers there's my clothes. So there's one, like, winter section, and there's, like, one, like, summer section for, like, dresses and stuff, and it's really cool. And then I have, like, one of my dance costumes in there because it's I don't know, I feel like my closet's, like, my home away from home too, besides Martha's Vineyard. It's literally, like, I wish I had a bigger closet because I would literally sleep in there because it's, like, my favorite place to be. Clothes is my favorite thing ever. But yeah, I'm actually looking at my mannequin right now, and it's having kind of a bad day. It doesn't really have a great outfit. It has, like, a Louis Vuitton purse. It's my mom's, of course. I don't have my own Louis Vuitton purse. And then it has, like, a baggy sweatshirt. It's not one of its good days. I also see my Heelys below the mannequin, and I literally just got back interested in Heelys, and I literally love them. They're so fun, but I can't really heel outside because, like, in my mom's neighborhood, the cracks in the pavement are just so annoying, so it's hard to heely. But in my dad's neighborhood, it's less hard. It's just easier to trip because there's so many pebbles and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of people ask about my relationship status. I'm not really dating anyone. Well, kind of. I don't know. I like this guy. He likes me. He asked me out. I said yes. So yeah, it's just at that. We FaceTime a lot, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's it. A lot of people ask me about, I actually said this in my last podcast, a lot of people ask me about the shows I'm watching. Watching Dynasty right now. Actually, I just paused it so I can make my podcast, But my favorite character is definitely Fallon and Kirby. And Sam. I love Fallon. Okay, this is a lot of main characters, a lot of characters, but I have four. Fallon, Sam, Kirby, and Anders. They're literally my favorite. I think Anders is so funny. Same with Sam. And I feel like Fallon just has, like, so much to give to the table, and she's, like, literally so powerful. Like, as a woman, I think it's something definitely to look up to. Very successful. I think it's just, like, I totally recommend the show. It's not as scary as, like, Riverdale and stuff and Outer Banks. And it's, like, there are, like, murders, but it's, like, not scary. Actually, not really murders. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Getting a little off track. I'm just, like, I don't know what to talk about. I just keep rambling on. A lot of people ask me what books I read. I'm currently... Hold on, let me just go get the book. I'm currently reading. I'm reading The Last Land of Stories again. I'm rereading The Land of Stories and I'm on the last one again. I'm rereading The One and Only Ivan, and I'm reading the third book of Crossover, and I love Crossover. It's so good. It's what got me interested in reading. It's like a poetry book and it's amazing. I 1000% recommend. Like, if you're, like, not really in poetry, like, I was not in poetry, like, I'm still not into poetry, it's just that book. And there's a second book called, Rebound. It's about the dad. And then there's the, third book called, I actually forget what it's called. It's about soccer, though. I can't, like... my books are all the way up on the other side of my closet. I forgot to talk to you about, tell you about that. But yeah, so I can't really see what it's called by. I forget what it's named, but it's an amazing book. It's about soccer, just right. Like, it's by Wayne Alexander or something. Queen, I don't know. Just search up Crossover and then it'll probably show you the images and, you know, it'll probably show you the other books. I think I'm going to wrap up this podcast here because I don't really have anything else to talk about. But thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to my socials, Lindsay Kane. I'm sure you can find it on TikTok, Spotify, Instagram, Snapchat. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and YouTube. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.